Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A new report calls out attacks on religious communities as the year-long war in Sudan continues. Then let's talk about how we can each prepare for the International Day for the Unreached that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. We'll unpack that story for you in just a moment. But we'll begin today with a look at the impact of Sudan's civil war on religious communities, which is cause for concern according to the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. The USRF details attacks on religious leaders and churches in a new report. John, an Unfolding Word partner focused on Sudan, says,
pastors are being killed, churches are being bombed, occupied, claimed for one of the other sides. Individuals continue to know persecution, as well as Christians within the refugee community.
Two generals have been fighting for control of Sudan since last April. Although the war isn't an outwardly religious one,
whenever the war is over and whichever one of them is in charge, they don't want the church to have any kind of significant presence in their society and culture.
Believers may have lost their churches and homes in the senseless war, but they are not losing hope.
God is moving in the midst of this, and Satan is being defeated heart by heart as people come to know the truth.
Pray that people will come to know the Lord as church planters introduce Muslim refugees to God's word in their heart language.
We're partners with Unfolding Word, and we are in the process of translating the word of God into 11 unreached people group languages.
Next, it's not too surprising to hear that the government of Iran controls much of the internet access within the country. But do you know how that positively impacts the spread of the gospel? As more Iranians turn to satellite TV, which can't be shut down or tracked by the government, they find Christ-centered programs designed to reach them. Lana Silk with Transform Iran.
They take to the satellite airwaves to find material from the West that they can listen to that is different to the rhetoric that they hear at home. And that is where we want them to find Jesus.
Transform Iran's TV programs are full of the gospel. The team receives many testimonies from people who are on the brink of suicide or trapped in addiction, depression, or broken relationships.
They find the message of Jesus through the TV, and it gives them hope, it gives them a better way, and then through that, they can contact us, and we give them safe ways to do that, and then we can minister to them in person and disciple them.
Transform Iran has increased its investment into creating new programs, and they're asking for your prayer support.
We see time and again, as people take offensive in spiritual battle, their health is attacked, their families are attacked.
Finally, reaching the world for Jesus is a big task, but that's exactly the job Christ left us to do before he ascended to heaven. His instructions in Matthew 28, Luke 24, and Mark 16 are commonly known as the Great Commission. Unfortunately,
so few people understand what the Great Commission really is all about. It's difficult in our culture because there's so many distractions.
Jeff McClendon is the executive director of the Alliance for the Unreached, a coalition of like-minded ministries focused on one thing.
Our purpose is to help reawaken an interest in and a pursuit of the Great Commission.
This global vision has many applications, and it can be difficult to keep everyone moving in the same direction. So the Alliance came up with a rallying cry that's easy to remember and share.
A third of us is the message that we've developed to try and help people engage with Great Commission ministry. A third of the world's population is without Christ. Not only are they without Christ, they don't have any access to engage with the gospel.
Each year, the Alliance observes the International Day for the Unreached on Pentecost Sunday. Read the full story at our website for details and save the date. IDU Sunday is coming up May 19th, Pentecost Sunday, and your participation is critical.
We want to see the unreached peoples of the world have the opportunity to make a decision for Jesus Christ. 7,400 groups around the world have never had that opportunity.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.